Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock Breaks, Nicola Mining Inc., FHLIA, OTCQBF, begins gold and silver processing from Talisker, prepares for multi-source production ramp-up. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV and OTCQB, has started processing gold and silver ore from Talisker Resources at its upgraded $33 million Merritt Mill in British Columbia. Production is expected to reach full capacity in the third quarter of 2025, with plans to expand mill throughput. The company is also gearing up to receive ore from Blue Lagoon Resources and advancing exploration at the new Craigmont Copper Project. Nicola Mining is focused on becoming a steady-state producer, leveraging its fully permitted infrastructure and strategic partnerships. For more information, visit their website at nicolamining.com.
Tech Media Breaks, OMS Energy Technologies, secures $33 million in IPO. OMS Energy Technologies, a growth-oriented manufacturer of surface wellhead systems and oil country tubular goods for the oil and gas industry, recently closed its IPO, securing $33.3 million. The company sold 3,704 ordinary shares at $9 each, with shares now trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OMSE. The offering closed on May 14, 2025, with the underwriter having the option to purchase up to 555,555 additional shares. Roth Capital Partners acted as the sole manager for the offering.
EPCB Boiler analyzes industrial boiler industry trends. The boiler industry is undergoing a transformation towards green and intelligent solutions, with a focus on clean energy and system integration. EPCB Boiler, a national high-tech enterprise, is at the forefront of this shift, offering modular and multi-fuel boiler products to meet the evolving needs of industrial users. As countries push for environmental protection, policies are driving the adoption of new, eco-friendly boiler products. Additionally, the export market for industrial boilers is growing, with Chinese manufacturers like EPCB expanding into emerging markets. With a strong focus on energy efficiency and emission reduction, EPCB Boiler is leading the way in providing personalized solutions for various industries worldwide. EHC transitions to employee ownership. EHC Inc., a trailblazer in the construction industry, has announced its transition to an employee stock ownership plan, ESOP, marking a significant milestone in the company's journey. Since its founding in 1990 by Jeff Hunt, EHC's growth has been driven by a commitment to rewarding dedication and leadership. The ESOP now offers every EHC employee the opportunity to become an owner, honoring the company's history of sharing success with its team. With Tony Hamilton as president and Shane Graves as vice president of operations, EHC's future looks brighter than ever. The ESOP empowers employees, strengthens the company's culture, and ensures that everyone shares in the rewards of continued growth and success.
Urinox Workwear delivers high-visibility vests and raincoats ahead of the hurricane season. Urinox Workwear has released its high-visibility vests and raincoats ahead of the hurricane season, offering protection for emergency responders, rescuers, and outdoor workers. The high-vis vests are made with bright fluorescent material and reflective stripes for visibility up to 400 meters. The raincoats are water-resistant, with sealed seams and adjustable hoods. Urinox Workwear, based in Istanbul, Turkey, focuses on creating functional and quality work garments that meet industry standards and specific professional needs.
Eurotech Direct enhances prototyping capabilities with quick ship program for specialized Coroplast tapes and Coroflex high-voltage cables. Eurotech Direct has announced the launch of a quick ship program for select Coroplast wire harness tapes and Coroflex high voltage cables, offering rapid 2 to 3 day shipping for low volume domestic orders. This initiative aims to expedite engineering project timelines by providing quick access to essential materials, addressing the challenge of extended lead times for specialized components. The program includes popular products like the FGL2 GCBC Coroflex cable, known for its performance in automotive applications, and shielded cable variants like the 922611 and 922641, crucial for modern electrical systems. By streamlining the supply chain, Eurotech Direct enables engineers to accelerate R&D cycles, test more iterations, and bring innovative solutions to market faster, particularly benefiting professionals in automotive, commercial vehicle, agricultural, and industrial sectors. Customers can easily order these products through Eurotech Direct's customer service channels and online platform, supported by expert technical assistance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.